Three things I was sure of as a child. My family loved me. The sun would come up tomorrow. I had a wonderful voice. I figured that was unquestionably true because I participated at the top of my lungs in all the family sing-alongs, and no one ever stopped me. So I was delighted when my second-grade teacher announced her plans for a musical pageant at Christmas. Sister Kathleen said she would cast singers according to ability. All 26 of us students raised our hands in eager anticipation. Those who feel confident about a solo role form a line to the right of the piano, Sister said. If you feel more comfortable as a chorus member, stand to the left. I was first on the solo line before Sister reached the piano. She showed me a list of tunes, and I picked a family favorite, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Sister played, and I sang with all the emotion a seven-year-old could muster. Thank you, Jacqueline, Sister said, interrupting. Next, please. I'd barely sung a dozen lines. Some of the kids snickered as I returned to my seat. What had I done wrong? One by one, the solo roles were filled. The rest of us were put into the chorus audition line. Sister listened to each student, then arranged us into small groups of similar voices. I was left alone. While the other children studied their music, Sister Kathleen motioned me to her desk. She looked kindly at me. Jacqueline, have you heard the expression tone deaf? I shook my head.